of Oroville. That means what actually the mother's vision of Oroville was, what her plans are, the galaxy plans. I would like to give you a little bit of background, but we are not having the galaxy team. Oroville has been created, as you know, on the 28th February 1968. And the mother made it quite clear. I would like Oroville not to be immediately tied up into any legal structure. So at that time, she empowered the Shirvino Society to take up Oroville as a project, which it did. And we can skip over the problems we had. It all has come now again together. But basically, in 1988, the government before the Supreme Court, after they had gone through the Supreme Court, passed an act, the so-called Oroville Foundation Act. The interesting part from the legal point, in the debate before the Supreme Court, that was a very interesting, there's an act, there's also the whole debate is in the of the Supreme Court. There was an interesting question posed, because it was said the government had no business to pass either an act, or what is again now, I miss the point, before it becomes an act, you pass an ordinance on the matters of the Shirvino Society, because this is a religious activity, and religious activities are protected under the statute, and the government, no government interference. So this was a debate. It's a strange thing, which I think is quite indicative. It was decided that what Shirvino and the mother created is scientific research. It is not creating a religion, which I thought was quite an interesting thing, and I think we all sort of come together under this larger umbrella of, you might say, yoga. I don't know what your seminar was today about. So under this aspect, the government had the power to pass an act and vested all the management and the assets in the Oroville Foundation. The Oroville Foundation consists of three bodies. One is the Residence Assembly, which is supposed to do all day-to-day activities, growing Oroville, developing Oroville. And there are two other bodies, which one is the governing board. The parliament needed an identifiable, accountable body between this motley band of people living here. Who are these people? And the parliament. So they created a governing board. The governing board consists of, I think, seven bona fide known figures in India who represent to the parliament the activities of all. So it's like an interface. I would think the word governing in this way is a bit of a misnomer, because they have not been trying to govern all of them. They, in the long end, sign the balance sheet. They are accountable for activities. But the actual internal work of Oroville is in the hands of the Oroville, which was actually the idea of the mother, to create a body for collective self-management. Even in the idea of Shirvindu, when he speaks about the Sangam, create a body which, you know, is larger than just one. The two other bodies are the International Advisory Council. One is the governing board, one is the International Advisory Council. That is a very interesting thing. You have to assume that the government, because of the necessities which were then, stepped in to safeguard that Oroville follows the ideals laid down by the mother and Shirvino. They created the Oroville Foundation. But also they wanted to protect Oroville against the government interference, so that it doesn't become another government department. You might know what happened, for example, to Shantiniketan, which was also created with lofty ideas. But then the government took over and it basically became a department of the government, which is, you know, it doesn't really suit the ideals and the aspiration of either Gurudev or of So they created, and Indira Gandhi at that time created the International Advisory Council, consisting of people of international renown. There were people like the Director General of UNESCO, there were J.R.D. Tata, there were people from the side of culture, there were people from present is a journalist, Mark Tully, is the chairman of the International Advisory Council, an Englishman, you know, writer. So these three bodies create the order of the foundation. And come, please come.
Yes,
please,
hello.
Please come.
Oh, it's me who is delayed, and so nice to see you. What are you doing?
Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Who is it? Welcome, and excuse the delay, Fred. I thought, most welcome.
Be upset.
Most welcome.
The exit time from Orobe is 1 o'clock. No, whatever you like.
Okay, please, Fred, carry on.
No, I just the Sanjeev had a chance to speak to the delegation before they went to the Matrimandia on Matrimandia,
yeah,
and the significance of it. So they had a chance to go to the Matrimandia. They just came back here. I gave them a little bit, you might say, as Chief Justice Lossia and other people. So I gave them a little bit the structural background, how we moved finally into the creation of the Ordinary Foundation Act and the three bodies of the Ordinary Foundation Act. And I mentioned that you give a short PowerPoint presentation on the wider development.
Where we are today and where we would like to go into the next phase.
The one other thing I would like to mention, especially as you are here and other people of the society, in spite or because or for whatever reasons, this area of alienation between the Shirvindu society in Oroville, maybe for whatever reason, we can't judge it, but I think the time has come to gain, become brothers and work together. That's why I'm happy I just mentioned that I will call on you when I'm in Delhi. And in a way you might be interested on presenting something of what Oroville is doing panels. And Oroville would like very much to have your presence in other parts of India through if this could come out of it, I think it would be a good step forward.
Okay. Before we look into the future, actually, I want to take up from what the introduction was of Fred, because for me today is a very important day. Believe me, I felt inside big joy for your coming here, because basically we turn a page. The past, there were pain, difficulties, and brotherhood division. I was there, I happened to be there by chance at the Supreme Court when there was a decision, just by chance. And we have to put this in the past, learn from the lesson, and look at the future. So the presentation, I'll quickly scroll through, we'll focus into the future. Well, there will be a lot of things of ongoing experimentation, research, and studies, because for that, we understand our leaders. Yes, please. Yes, I will arrange some water. After, just give me 1 minute.
No, no, no.
And then also the... He put it, no. We have to go into computer. Let me see. Computer, and we have to open the pen drive. Huh? Here it is. No name, most probably is no name, I suppose. Right. Spotlight. Precious Narayani. That is
you put on the big size. Oh, small size now.
Wait, no, it's blind. Yes. Progress. Here it is. This one. Mm-hmm. realities. So this one, I will tell you, and after you please check for some water.
Yes.
I will take care of it. So I always felt in what in my early years were in the ashram. I came 37 years ago to India. This was my spiritual motherland. And I came to the ashram. And I felt home, like all of you. Unfortunately, it came when the strong forces and polarities and religions were there, 75. And it was a pain for me, because it was somehow Ramabharata. And always in my heart and in my life, the relation between the ashram and our Ravi has been dear. Many friends in the ashram, and always any occasion to open up and make bridges instead of canyons. And today, with your presence, and thanks also to the work of my friend Omdani, I would say it's a very important day in the subtle meaning. That really we try to know better each other, our aspiration, and relate to the positive side, and not dragging the past for centuries, for lives. It is the moment of change. Even the cyclone who has beaten all of us may be calls for renewal. Calls for really accelerate the divine work. It is in that sense that we will focus what are the next steps we have done there?
Yes.
We will focus what are the next steps in front of us. I can briefly highlight, you have been at Matrimony and you have seen the force, felt the force, the beauty, the atmosphere, isn't it? And Matri Mandiras teach us that there is no impossibility. You know how difficult it has been to build this jewel. But most what we are learning worldly is that nothing is impossible when the grace is there, when the force is there, when we connect. And when we disconnect, everything becomes impossible, isn't it? So, learning from Matri Mandira, now we realize that the soul is there, the force is there. Now we need the body, and the body is the city. So, what we will look at is, do we have a second renaissance of our religion? Isn't maybe the moment after 44 years from this inception that we again rebuild the divine project, the divine dream? And let's look at the relation between the dream and the reality. As you can see, Pondicherry, Sedarapet Industrial Zone, the university, and Aurovi, the master plan area, which includes also the green belt. City, 5 square kilometer. Green belt, 15 square kilometers. And Aurovi last project, as you know, outreaching the bioregion, the immediate region here, but also the bioregion, 30, 40 kilometers. A lot of projects outside. But we have also a lot of challenges. Speculators, more than a dozen, entering, purchasing land like this one, and plotting. And how they promote? You on Matri Mandir? International ambiance, green, environment. And plot, and they sell 3-4 times that. And this is coming more and more. So land protection becomes one of our first priority, because you see, not only this, which is the major But we have pocket, and some of them come into the city areas. So first, urgent land protection. We have a master plan, but the master plan has not enough teeth. We need more teeth from the state government, and we are trying to get that. But we need also to consolidate the land. So it means to have, at least in the city area, all the lands. We still miss 110 acres of land. So we are in the process to accelerate this. This is for land protection to allow the physical development of the project. So let me go into specific. I hope they are providing some water. And as we said, yesterday, today, tomorrow. And in my presentation, we will focus mainly in the bridge between today and tomorrow. Okay? And here, today, we are at the city center, we spoke of Matri Mandir. You have seen that the garden is in progress. Some have started, but still there are 10 still to be completed. The lake, we are ready, we are getting ready with all the technical pre-feasibility and feasibility studies. And I hope soon we'll start, because it's a big impact. The lake, constructing a lake like this, moving hills of soil, it's a big impact for a city where already we are inhabitants. So we have to do before the city grows. And we are ready technically to do an ecological center, lake at the center of a city. Can you imagine in Delhi, in Connaught Place, you put a lake and you have to drink that water? Inimaginable. But here, that is the challenge. Mother wanted a lake. For sure there is a deeper spiritual meaning, but she was also very practical. She said this lake will provide water for the entire city. And in the beginning, we break our head, but finally we know that this makes the most sense, and we know how to do it. We have the best technology to do it. So it can be an incredible example how to build a green city, and the city has to be extremely pollution-free, otherwise it's a disaster. So, just quickly, we are here in this building, which is part of the administrative area, where we have a series of buildings of less who deals with the governance, finances, education, environment, planning. So they deal with the governance of Auroville, inspired by Matri Mandir. That was the idea of the chief architect, to put the organization building facing Matri Mandir. So we have already, you will see, 3 or 4 of these out of 1,000. Then we have habitats, here 4,500 people at the center. And here we have crèches and kindergarten, where we will put the children at the center of the city. Because a city for the future, a city for the future. Cultural zone with university, laboratories, and so on. Let's start from the heart of the city. You come from there. There is no word to be said. But what we have to do now is to complete the garden. This is what remains to be done. This is the big challenging front. This is how it looks in the night. Actually, the picture is a little bit outdated. It's more advanced, the garden. These are the first 3 gardens. Existence, consciousness, and bliss in progress. This is the team, more than 200 people 3-4 years ago.
You're coming in between the screen and the computer.
Sorry. I am not yet still full transparent. I'm practicing, but is it better like this?
Carry on.
Right.
No problem.
This is the, we extend.
What is to the behind the laptop.
Yeah, but it's a complex wiring situation. Let me tell you. No, no, it's fine, it's fine. No, please don't move everyone. Can you move there? Sorry, that's better. So the city center, no, we pointed out before, again, it will be a very green part of the city. This is for 5,000 people, and this is part of our priorities for the next 5 years, 10 years. To at least, when you come today, you see only trees and bushes, but you don't see the urban tissue that we have to create. There are plenty of projects under the trees, but they are isolated. We need to feel more the urban aspects. So, this we have seen as part of the city center. This major building there is called Ciro. After we come back to this, it's on the axis of Matri Mandir, Garden of Unity, because it's the beginning of the international zone. And this will be a center of research on human unity, something which was presented to Rajiv Gandhi. He was ready to finance. Then it happened what happened. And we presented also to UNESCO director. He was also enthused. It is basically a center of applied research where the experience of Auroville on human unity and the experience of the world comes together. So it gives the universality. And in every discipline, it will be a study what my discipline, biology, enhance evolution of consciousness or throw it back. Very interesting. Already we have the activities, but not yet the building. So this is part of the next phase of development. And here we go again to the reality. As you see in white, existing part, you see the Matri Mandir Gardens, how beautiful is this imprint on the soil, and the definition of the lake around, and the Ciro building. But you see, we have also some clouds. So we hope to remove the clouds as much as possible. Here is the first building, is where we are, the town hall. It was financed by the European Commission as part of a city cooperation program. In the back, it is Habitat, about 200 people, including a student hostel. But the overall plan is 4,500 people, and it's ongoing. There, where you see excavated land, it's already upcoming, the Center for Education, Culture, and Sport. We call it SIRE. Here it's the projection, and part of this has been done. This, it was a design of the chief architect, Roger Anger, for a green building with the South Indian climate specification. We almost got the finances, and then they flew away. So we wait for the second option. Here we go quickly through the international zone. And as you can see, the international zone connects to the lake through Ciro, and focus through Ciro all the research on the soul of each country, what each country contributes through his genius to the evolution of mankind through the moment of light and the moment of shades, because each country has both. So here is the plan where you can see it took a lot of reflection, debates, and you can imagine between the children of Mother and Sarah Bindu, we love to debate a lot. But the chief architect put Mother India at the center of the international zone to underline the spiritual role of India. And around that, the larger India, Nepal, Bhutan, Pakistan, Maldives, and so on. The Tibetan pavilion came, they put it in the axis of India. There is a really direct spiritual relation, you know, between India and Tibet. And then, again in this axis, he put it the European plaza, and here there is the European area. Here there is the African continent. Here
Yeah.
Basically, what happened? We divided the international zone by continent, keeping in mind the vision of Sri Aurobindo of the subliminal tendency of nation to come together as first phase as a continental grouping before a world federation can come about. So this is not a conventional planning. It's a planning which tries to be inspired as much as possible by a vision. Now I may need some help.
Luigi is back.
Really? Look at that. Look at that. So you please keep a check on the time, huh? I don't want you to get delayed. And I would have loved to have a question and answer session, but I think the time will be too tight, no?
Yes, so better we can have some clarifications.
Now. Some clarification now, please. Just put your question. Put your question. Venkat. Please be around because sometime we have some surprises.
You'll just wait.
Don't go into copy. Copy is better. But so we remaining in the focus of next development priorities. What are they? One we mentioned already: land consolidation, land protection, both at the legal level, but also the best protection if you have the ownership, isn't it? So that is a focus which we speak of about 40 crores to purchase the land missing in the city area so that we can develop the infrastructure. Today you come, look our road. But sometimes we cannot do because we don't have the property. Although it has started a little bit, mainly thanks to the government input of funds for infrastructure. So first is land. Second is infrastructure, proper infrastructure, but green infrastructure. And already a little stream has come from the ministry, HRD ministry. But we would like, again, about, we have estimated about 40 crores for infrastructure to prepare the city in advance. Like you see a university, they prepare the infrastructure and then the grid comes after. But prepare it. A non-conventional infrastructure as part also of the resource. Then third one, housing. We have a shortage of housing. We have a lot of people applying to be in our village, but between 300-350 people are on the waiting list for housing. Can you imagine? If you don't do the housing, then the human resources is low down for commercial activities, school, and so on. So already we have developed a few projects where we have been able to solve the housing problem. Can you get it? Of people. But it's not enough. So housing becomes a top priority. And of course we have also to create better services if we really want to create an atmosphere.
How do you enroll members?
We have a mechanism called newcomer service, entry service. So people are asked to be first 3 months guests to see before take a decision to apply as a newcomer. And then a newcomer period can go from 1 year to 2 years. If the newcomer moves, is not always here, then it's extended to 2 years. And there is a group. But as you know, it's always by the feeling, people feeling worthy, if it is their place or not.
and the work is the main determining factor. Of course, the inner connection, but also dedication to the work. So there is a system by which people are follow up, not judge or scrutinize, but there is a feeling for those who want to enter our work. And it's growing, there is a big demand. But we are not able to accommodate because you can say, okay, come in, and then we lodge, a number of people lodge in the villages or in guest houses, it's not possible. So we are really at this passage of a quantum leap in terms of housing, in terms of development. We are at this passage. Any other question, and then we proceed, and then close. We close. Any other question? Any question from your side?
No. And you said that you were consolidating the land consolidation, land protection.
Yes.
Has work already started on that, or it's still in the blueprint stage?
No. Consolidation has already started. We have tried many systems, not only purchase, but exchange. We have a lot of land outside the master plan. They value 3 to 5 times more than here at the center. We have already done exchange. We have purchase, but now the complexity is that those who have land, they don't hold it. Sometimes they don't sell. Why I have to sell? For 3-4 years, we value 4-5 times because price of land is escalating. So it's becoming very tough to consolidate the land. And at a certain moment, we may have to go through acquisition because, okay, now we purchase, just to give you an idea, 30 lives. But on the road to Pondicherry, it's to cross. So there is a race also in the land consolidation. Plus we need the legal protection, and this is another aspect simultaneously. So you see the challenges that Auroville touches, but the challenges were there from the beginning.
But when Auroville started, wasn't that land given as a grant?
No, not at all. All the land has been purchased, never the government give a donation on that. Because all purchase, people are under the impression that the government gave the land. No, but there was the willingness to give the system of acquisition at the time, and unfortunately, because of our internal problem, we dropped that possibility. Would that we had the land from the beginning, this problem we would not have faced today. If there is no question, I think we have to close because I am worried about your time program.
You have a plan to go right up to the sea?
To go how? Please be precise on your question. To go by road, to go by green corridor?
You expect to stand right up to the sea?
No. Why we have to go to the sea? We are not St. Petersburg, we are not Venice, we are not... And mother say, have hotels, have healing center, have community where you retreat and relax. But why we don't want to go neither to the sea nor to expand and bless is because there is a thought behind. Today, cities, I suppose you come from Delhi or is anyone from other cities?
Delhi, Bombay, Calcutta.
Good mixture. And mega city. So, mega city are powerful entities, but they have, and you know, some sickness, what they call it, the cancer effect, all in the urban vocabulary. And the cancer effect is like Mexico City, like Bangkok. It expands endlessly in the rural side. And I live here, and I have to take 3 hours to go work. Is there, we know all the reason why they, in this century, it has come up so much all over the world, particularly the developing countries. But here, the idea is to have different approach to urban planning. A small city, compact. You can walk a lot, cover. Little cars, actually, we plan to take it away and create collective mobility. Small, compact city, and self-control, that here we don't give permission to expansion except for those who do farming, environmental work, green ones. But we have planned here maximum 2,000 people. but not city expansion, not reaching the city, come to the answer to your question, exactly because we want to do a small compact city. But please take go because I don't want to feel responsible for your delay.
Thank you. You're going to say that you are irresponsible.
My brother, thank you so much to take the time to come. Thank you.
Difficult to be.
Yes, we can stay the entire afternoon and interact. Please come again. Please come again and thank you for taking the time to come. Good return to Delhi and Calcutta. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
So he put the question. I was wondering, it's not big enough what we have to do. You want to do it for me?
Thank you very much.